There have been more than 1,300 shootings in Philadelphia this year. When gun violence happens on city streets, residents say loved ones and neighbors are too often left with the dangerous and traumatic job of washing away the blood. WHYY's Sammy Cayola learned the city will soon pay a professional bio-waste company to handle crime scene cleanup.
Addie Dempsey likes sitting on the sidewalk outside of her Point Breeze home. She was there on a recent summer day as kids played on the street in the hot afternoon.
They keep telling me, "Grandma, why do you always like to sit outside? I'm an outdoor person anyway. I've always been that way." I was sitting that day before he got here.
Her 36-year-old grandson was fatally shot on the opposite sidewalk during a June 2022 shootout. Another man died and two others were injured. In the midst of her grief, Dempsey brought out plastic gloves and buckets of bleach and tried to clean up the blood.
Well, I was angry that I had to do it. The police should have somebody to do that instead of the family.
Advocates say too many neighbors have had to act as de facto biohazard crews. In 2021, the Anti-Violence Partnership of Philadelphia released a report about crime scene cleanup. It detailed how cleaning blood poses a physical and mental health risk to victims. The group also presented this problem to the city council. Now the city is allocating $500,000 for a crime scene cleanup pilot program. It's expected to launch in two districts this fall. Until now, police officers would show up to collect evidence and then call the fire department to come power wash the street.
The current process is no process, and that's not acceptable.
Francis Healy is a special advisor to the police commissioner. He describes the power wash this way.
Really nothing more than our hose pushing things down the sewer, which is not the appropriate way to do these things.
Under the new pilot, PPD detectives are supposed to call police radio to report blood and other bio-waste after a shooting in an outdoor public place. A police radio staffer would then notify the contracted cleanup company. Two police officers would stay at the scene of the shooting for up to 90 minutes or until the cleanup technicians arrive. That's to make sure residents don't touch the blood. Healy plans to roll this out in the 24th and 25th police district.
Because this is a radical change in how we do business.
Cleaning up blood can be dangerous. There are multiple guides for people who do this professionally about what protective equipment to use, how to safely dispose of bio-waste, and what cleaning chemicals not to mix. Scott Vogel is a certified instructor with the American Biorecovery Association. He teaches other technicians these standards.
If we're not cleaning it up properly, it's a risk. And when you're looking at kids at lick surfaces, when you look at kids playing in areas, yes, it is a public health issue.
Community members like Ruben Jones say the city's failure to address this is a sign of deeper disparities.
But there's no respect even given to the dead because of who's dying. See, that's the real story. Because if it happened in the Jewish neighborhood, the gayborhood, any neighborhood in this city other than poor black neighborhoods, there will be a different response.
Experts say exposure to blood and other remains in the aftermath of a shooting can cause depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Tanya Sharp is an associate professor of social work at the University of Toronto. She founded their Center for Research and Innovation for Black Survivors of Homicide Victims.
They have night terrors, day terrors about the blood spatter. I have many people talk about not being able to get the stain out. And sometimes even when it's a clean shirt, smells are triggering, sounds are triggering.
For victims who decide to hire a cleanup company themselves, there's an added cost. Vogel and other experts say this job usually costs $5,000 or so. But the Pennsylvania Victims Compensation Assistance Program only provides $500 for crime scene cleanup. The city's Office of the Victim Advocate says their staff will try to get the word out about this new pilot program. Ruben Jones says this should have happened a long time ago.
It's an injustice when you don't categorize human loss and the remains of a human person as anything worthy of even the dignity of picking up the remains. You know, just callously wash them down the street with the rain or a hose.
PPD says if the pilot goes well, they'll expand it citywide. Sammy Cayola, WHYY News.